What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The death toll from earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has climbed past 5,000, authorities say, and they expect it to rise further. Severe winter conditions and damage to critical infrastructure such as airports and roads have hindered efforts to rescue survivors. Many remain trapped in the wreckage of collapsed buildings, according to officials, while the region has been hit by hundreds of aftershocks. Aid workers from around the world have been pouring into Turkey to support rescue efforts. President Biden plans to propose quadrupling the 1% tax on stock buybacks that took effect last month. Biden intends to discuss the plan during his State of the Union address later today, according to the White House. The administration says raising the buyback tax would encourage companies to invest in their growth instead of boosting shareholders. An official with the Business Roundtable, a group representing many large companies, says the proposed tax increase would discourage investment and growth, hurting U.S. households. We're exclusively reporting that retailer Bed Bath & Beyond has secured investor backing for an over $1 billion capital raising in a bid to stave off bankruptcy. Sources say that the company has received investor commitments to raise $225 million of equity capital initially and the rest of the offering over time. The retailer yesterday said that if it fails to complete its planned fundraising, it would likely file for bankruptcy and its assets would be liquidated. A representative for Bed Bath & Beyond didn't immediately respond to a request for further comment. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of the release of trade balance figures due out this morning, and DuPont, Prudential, and KKR are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.